This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel says it destroyed miles of militant tunnels in the Gaza Strip early this morning in the homes of 9 Hamas commanders. At least 188 Palestinians have been killed in the fighting that began last Monday. 8 people in Israel have been killed in rocket attacks launched from Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield told a virtual U.N. Security Council meeting that Israelis and Palestinians must return to working in good faith toward peace.
Prolonging this current cycle of violence will only make these challenges more complex and difficult to solve. And it will only put a negotiated two-state solution further out of our reach.
That pipeline shut down because of a cyber attack is up and running again, but drivers in some parts of the east and southeast are still searching for gas. Here's our Julie Walker.
Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and Gas Buddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states. Colonial was crippled by a ransomware attack earlier this month. Sources told the Associated Press the company paid DarkSide nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency. The pipeline handles about 45% of gas consumed on the East Coast.
Former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter, charged with manslaughter in Dante Wright's death, is scheduled to appear in court via video conference this afternoon. The hearing will decide if there's probable cause for the case to proceed. Dante Wright, a black man, was shot and killed in April. Potter's former police chief says he believes she meant to fire her taser, not her handgun. This is AP News. The Jazz clinched the NBA's top regular season record by slamming the Kings. Dave Ferry's got this.
The Jazz have come away with the first overall seed in the NBA playoffs by finishing first in the West. Jordan Clarkson scored 33 points, and the Jazz completed a 52-20 campaign by hammering the Kings, 121-99. Rudy Gobert added 13 points and 16 rebounds for Utah, which needed to win its final two games to hold off Phoenix for the top spot.
It's a great accomplishment, you know, coming from where we came from seven years ago, you know, from not making the playoffs and, you know, building from scratch and building stone after stone.
Mike Conley had 11 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds in his second game back after missing 2 weeks because of a right hamstring injury. I'm Dave Ferry.
More than a third of Americans are now fully vaccinated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.